AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama has arrived in France for this week's climate change conference, and he's paid a late-night visit to the Bataclan Theater that was one of the sites of the recent terror attacks in Paris. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the president is hoping the presence of scores of world leaders in Paris makes a powerful statement.
First, he says it'll be a powerful rebuke to the terrorists who struck the French capital 2 weeks ago, a sign the world will not cower in fear. But equally important, he says, is the push for a deal within days to curb the output of heat-trapping gases. Obama says the Earth's future hangs in the balance, and this is an issue that can no longer wait on national and political quibbling.
Some of Donald Trump's rivals for the Republican presidential nomination don't think he's the person who'd be best for the position. Carly Fiorina says Trump's political game plan has shown he's not a leader.
Apparently, Donald Trump only feels big when he's trying to make everyone else look small. Of course, in the end, he looks the smallest of all.
She was on Fox News Sunday. Rival John Kasich was on ABC's This Week, saying he doesn't see how Trump will win the nomination.
I think he's very divisive, and I do not believe he will last.
Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, told CBS's Face the Nation Trump knows what to do and say to stay in the media spotlight.
He knows what he's saying. He's smart. He's playing you guys like a fiddle, the press, by saying outrageous things and garnering attention. That's his strategy, is to dominate the news.
Pope Francis is calling on Christian and Muslim factions in Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and arms and arm themselves with peace and forgiveness instead. The Pope spoke Sunday from an altar of the capital's cathedral as he continued his Africa trip, which also took him to Uganda and Kenya. This is AP Radio News. Clemson continues to hold on to the top spot in this week's Associated Press college football poll.
The 12-0 Tigers pick up 53 of the 61 first-place votes after holding off South Carolina. The other eight go to second-ranked Alabama, which wrapped up the SEC West title with a win over Auburn. Oklahoma jumped two spots to number three after a commanding 58-23 win over Oklahoma State. The next three spots go to the Big Ten with unbeaten Iowa at number four, followed by Michigan State and Ohio State. Stanford moves up six spots to number seven, followed by North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Florida State. I'm Jim Militello.
Welcome to the 76 Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 holds on to first place at the movie box office its second weekend out. The Good Dinosaur and Creed opened in second and third place. In fourth, the James Bond movie Spectre. The Peanuts movie rounds out the top five. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.